learning life's lessons. Most of us get our earliest life lessons from fairy tales, like true love can overcome anything, and even a frog can turn into a prince. However, at a certain age, we start to learn new things about life, particularly that love doesn't always win, and that a frog is just a frog. But somehow, our love for fairy tales never dies. Just look at animated films like The Lion King and Frozen, which have millions of fans young and old. And this year's Lucerne Festival in Switzerland, a classical music festival, will also feature the themes of childhood and fairy tales when it runs from August 17th to September 16th. Fairy tales endure because they are the stories of our lives in their most stripped-down form, wrote US author Laura Packer on the National Storytelling Network website. They are stories of love and loss, desire and death, riches and ruin. Fairy tales are all about reality, but if children only see just one side of reality, adults usually see the other. For example, in the 2014 film Maleficent, we're told the tale of Sleeping Beauty from the perspective of the Evil Queen. Unlike the children's version of the story, we see that the Queen wasn't born evil. Instead, she suffers great losses growing up, leading to the creation of her evil side. And in US author James Finn Garner's book, Politically Correct Bedtime Stories, he tells the classic story of Little Red Riding Hood, but with a modern touch. When the wolf tells Red Riding Hood that it isn't safe for a little girl to walk through the woods alone, she calls the wolf sexist, which connects with today's gender equality movement. It looks like fairy tales aren't just stories our parents read us at bedtime. They may usually start with once upon a time, but as we grow older, we learn that every story doesn't always need a happily ever after to be a good one.